Thank you for calling AstrologyAnswers.com. My name is Phyllis. How may I help you?
Hi, Phyllis. My name is Pat. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Real good. I was hoping you can help me with a couple of things. I have been a member of your Astrology Answers for some time now, and I love the products, and I buy them pretty often. And what I'm doing is setting up my cousin because I think she can benefit from a lot of this information.
Uh-huh.
So I just did that online, but what I wanted to do is I'd like to order some things for her and pay for them myself, you know, as kind of like a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that I can work out with you where she can load it up, you know, either, you know, through her member login or, you know, through her own email?
You can, yes, ma'am. That's a great idea.
Well, it's a gift. I mean, you know, I'm just...
I
really feel there's a benefit here, and I would like
okay.
to get her started. But I don't want her to put a, you know, it's something I'm recommending, so I'd like to get
yeah.
her started.
Oh, that is so sweet. Well, what I would suggest that you do, in all honesty, if you're signing her up today... Give it a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Give her a day or two, because then she's going to start getting emails, and in those emails,
yes.
it's going to give her some discounts.
Yes.
On some
and
items.
That's, right, and you know, and I get those too, because I do
mm-hmm.
get things often from you. But I just
mm-hmm.
wanted to know the best course of action, because there's about three things that I would really like to order and pay for her. But there's no way really for me to order, access it. And then if this on discounts, I'd rather wait, you know?
Yeah, I've got you there. Yeah, just wait until you would order it through her profile, because then it would be as if she was purchasing it. And so
correct.
Be more targeted to her individually.
Yes, and I'm using her email. Like I
mm-hmm.
went on and I wanted to get her signed up. So I signed up for a free birth chart reading. Okay, you know you're very beginning, right?
Yeah, very good.
And I put, I put her information in her email, because I'm not, you know, accessing this. It's all going to her. I'm just paying for it.
Yeah.
So I did that, but there's no, but I guess if I remember, you know, you'll get emails, and then the email allows you to order things, and then you set up a member a login, right? Is that
well? No, she should have a login once she can access her
birth chart.
When she goes in to check her to access her birth chart,
yes.
she should establishing her sign
login
in
there.
At that time. Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought, and that's why I have to wait and let that go through to her, and then once she makes the thing, then we can order. Like for example. If you just have a minute, the three things I'm thinking to start her with, unless you have better ideas, because there's a myriad of things, you know, that I've purchased. But I did the free birth chart, but I think you do something more detailed in the birth chart. Is that correct?
I am not. I don't know. I'm not.
In the product.
I'm not well versed on that. And so I would hate to say one thing and be totally off.
Right. But there's a couple of products. Do you know products that are usually, because I know a lot of them. I was thinking of about three of them. But I really have, but you don't know really about the products to start her with. I was thinking.
Well, I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was the chakra pendulum.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll write that down. All right, so that's what we'll do. I'll let her get this, and then I'll go over the site with her a little bit, and then tell her to wait for, you know, the discounts, and then, but then I should be, once she gets them, then I should be able to go on her member login and order them, or no?
Yes, ma'am. You should be able to do that.
Right, and it all goes to her. It's all private. I'm just logging in and choosing the things that I know are good starters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any way you can look at an account and check on something or no?
What's the email address?
This is for me.
Okay.
The email address is pkb52@aol.com. And
okay,
I am Pat. That's
okay.
My email address.
All right. Just a moment, please. Let me pull this up real
sure.
quick. And your name, please?
It's Pat or Patricia Branch.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I've got that. And how can I help you today?
Okay, I wrote an email the other day, but I didn't see an answer yet, so I'm not really sure if there's an answer or not, so forgive me. There wasn't last time I looked. I ordered, let me go to my library and I can tell you. I ordered a product recently that I've ordered in the past, but you know, it's time sensitive. It's a transit period guide.
Yes, on
it's
April
27th. The last order I made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was having trouble pulling it up at first and viewing the report.
Uh-huh.
When I pull it up on my end, I get the following months. And of course I know it's an annual thing, but January, February, March. And then it doesn't resume until January, February, March, and April. And then it doesn't resume until October, November, December.
Let me regenerate that for you.
Okay. And then
I
want to be honest with you because I buy stuff all the time.
Uh-huh.
So I have another transit report that I bought years ago in like 2017. And when I go to pull it up, sometimes I get the 2017 and not the current year.
Okay.
So maybe you could read.
When you go to your library, the current one should be the first one on the.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the one I went to. But I ordered, if you look at my, and this might help you understand better what maybe some of the problem I'm having. If you look at the products that I've ordered,
mm-hmm.
What's it called? Billing, account activity and billing. You can see that I guess I overlap some of the transit period guides.
Mm-hmm.
Like I ordered a transit period guide in November of 20.
Yeah.
And then I ordered another one for 4/27 of 21. So I don't know if that's what's messing it up or not. I don't know.
Oh, probably not. So October, you got a 6-month transit period guide. And then you turned around in November and bought a 12-month transit period guide.
Yeah, well, that's because I've made a mistake, obviously, and overlapped. You see what I did? I paid, what, twice for several months.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
I see that, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was stupid.
I wouldn't say that. You were just wanting to make certain that you were covered.
Right. But I have a big gap nonetheless. I got some problem when I pull up my latest transit guide. It knocks me off at April and doesn't show up again until October.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and regenerate that now. Okay, so I've got that regenerated. We're supposed to advise you to wait.
I will.
You know, 24 hours to go back and check it. But usually you could check it in the next, you know, 2 or 3 hours and it should be available.
Okay, and I'm going to click on the very first one because I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But there isn't any reason why I shouldn't have anything. I should have a transit period report that goes really essentially from November to November. Is that correct?
If this one will go from May to May. It should
okay,
go from May to May.
May to May. Okay, so you're going to give me May.
Because you're purchasing it in May. So it'll go from this day forward.
Okay, even though November I purchased it for 12 months.
Yes, ma'am. So you don't need to do that anymore. Make sure that you, make sure you make a list of what you purchase.
Yeah. Sometimes, see, one of the issues, and this is not your fault, but there's no dates on your library. You know, the purchase product, there's no date.
Yes, I've noticed that.
If you're, you know, if you buy several things, and I buy from different companies too, different things.
Uh-huh.
So, other than Astrology Answers, but most of it I get from Astrology Answers.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy for me to lose the track of it, especially when there's no label on it. You know, there's no, like, transit period guide, you know, mm-hmm. whatever the dates are.
Yeah.
Because the cover is identical. That's what I guess I'm saying. But it's not your fault. It's me. I lost track.
Just remember that you don't need another one until Mother's Day.
I will remember this because I'm getting Kathy started, and I'll remember what I did.
Yeah, I find it easier with myself if I attach it to something that I'll remember.
Yes, Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Yes, and that is a definite memory.
You know, Mother's Day is going to pop up, and you're going to think, now I'm supposed to do something on this day.
Yes.
You know, and so it'll give you a couple of days to get it figured out. All right?
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you very much for your help, ma'am. You have a nice evening.
You're very welcome, Miss Pat. I thank you for calling us here at astrologyanswers.com. You have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.